number due to rock and roll. It's been 8 minutes of nothing.
Goddamn professional.
I'm a goddamn professional. All right. One more sip of beer. I'm ready. It's my fuel. I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. Fuck. Welcome to episode 22 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and myself and the rest of the Nerdcast crew are coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B.
At the edge of humanity.
A lot of creaking going on in here right now.
Is it? Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Sounds like my parents' bedroom. Like 10 minutes before I left here.
Okay.
Because they were having sex with each other.
I understand. Thank you, Joe. Let's go around the horn, shall we? We got Joe Dust.
What's up, girls?
Big Matt.
What up, my nerds?
Cripple Jay.
What's up?
And Sound Guy Steve.
I brought the entertainment tonight.
Hit the music, Jay! Hey,
boys. Don't you remember? How could you forget the inner childhood who was behind you each step of the way, Malik? 7 days a week, yeah, we messed up to say the least every now and then. But now that you've let me down again, drowning in misery, history repeats by itself. What must I do to remind you of the times you needed my help? Surely you didn't get on by yourself. Now would you? How can you turn your back and forget to observe the that simple principle to stay modest? But now that you're burning,
as always,
God, that song blew me away.
Yeah, it was really good.
It made him move a little.
Lori threw her bra in my face during that song, so it's all good.
Panties are skewing about.
Oh. First ever topless podcast.
Yes. As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor, and for that, I will turn to our official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who we are drinking today.
All right, Joe hooked us up with some Red Hook. He brought a sampler pack. We're going to go with the Audible Ale. 77, a beer advocate score. Solid stuff, 4.7 APV.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
They'll get the job done.
Actually, I just ran into Deerberg's really fast and grabbed a sampler pack and got ID'd and ran out.
Nice.
Toner, what do you think of it?
Oh, fuck you. Go drink it. Is that
pause.
Right?
That's your catch. All right, it's
been a while since I've said it.
You're
right.
A little rusty, wow. That's all. You were out for a few weeks.
That's right.
Good.
That's true. Jesus. That's true. Okay. All right, let's get started. We actually have some special guests in the house today of the female persuasion.
They are female.
Yes, we have...
Should we make them prove it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're with audio or video? I don't understand what you're getting. Or pictures.
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't need any proof.
You can do anything on Twitter.
Friday night was amazing.
All right,
that way.
You can talk later. All right, we got Matt's wife Jen is here.
Hey.
Whoa, man,
she sounded really
so
enthused.
So calm down. Hey, calm down.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be on your first podcast?
Amazing.
Is it better than sex?
Maybe.
Ooh. Oh. With me or the other guy?
So I was gonna say.
Chavez, motherfucker, Chavez.
Saturday. We have Steve's girlfriend, who surprisingly has not broken up with him yet. Lori is here.
But by the time this podcast airs, I mean,
who knows?
That's hit or miss.
Right. Say hello, Lori.
Hi,
is
guys.
An over-under?
Yeah, I know.
And we also have Lori's friend in the house. It's Ashley, correct?
Okay. Ashley.
Ashley,
yeah.
All right. Say hello, Ashley.
Good to clarify
hello.
That.
Hello.
All right, so Matthew.
Sir.
As always, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about today, so enlighten us.
The first thing we're going to discuss is what you did after the podcast last time. We recorded. So tell us
how
that went, Toner.
Well, I had my first beer around 12:30.
Which is always a good idea.
In the afternoon, yeah. And the last one around between the 9 or 10 o'clock hour. So I was fucked on Monday.
He had about 4 Zimas in between.
Yeah. With the Jolly
he forgot
Rancher.
The Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. I drove drunk to the gas station and got some.
You drove drunk?
I can't drink Zima without Jolly
So here's
Rancher.
The question. Did you throw up from it?
No, I did not. I did not. But I felt like shit all day.
All day. Monday was a rough day.
He came to my desk on Monday and looked really rough.
He looked rough. Did you anything?
Did you
shower at all?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
That's what I'm saying. Now, did he smell like booze the next day?
I didn't get that close to him.
Was my mushroom bruise still on your cheek?
Did you walk funny into work?
He was walking like a cowboy in an old western.
That's it.
That's the only story.
I got nothing.
What about you guys? Do you guys have any rough? Did you guys have a rough day? No.
Huh?
Handled like a champ. Yeah.
Yeah.
What games did you guys play? I saw the tweet from from Lori over there saying
that was just that was Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
That's what you guys were playing.
And then Tony decided to have a nice little talk during that video, so it was good.
Wait, what did you? Well,
oh, I was, he was busy sexting. That's what he
sexting.
Said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Uh oh. I can't. I'm not going to say her real name because I know she just started listening.
Also yeah, for Solomon Estes legal legal reasons. Probably.
Oh shit! Right yeah. Now. No, I was not sexting.
Our unofficial law sponsor. By
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
sexting me while I was playing video games.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oi, give him the uppercut.
I was texting a.
Not Li Ling. She wasn't Li Ling, right?
No, I was not texting Li Ling. It was a friend of mine in Colorado. She wishes to go by
Mei Ling.
No,
we'll
no she sent me a, she sent me an alias through text.
What's
she
the alias you're going to use?
Cora Ravenclaw.
Cora what Ravenclaw.
That's really specific.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Is she into furries or anything?
You're about to find out.
Hopefully.
Can Joe and I watch at least?
She's the one that sent you the Cosby sweater, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. You guys met her back in
07. Oh, I know who she is. Yeah. I know who she is. Right. Now, again, for those that aren't familiar, please, what is a Cosby sweater?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Where's my phone? Hold
here,
on.
Pull it up.
I got to read this shit. Hold on.
Let's see how many people we can offend with this one.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
He's please. Going to read it. He's not going to show us.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Unless Christ. If there's any willing participants.
I don't remember what it is.
All right, apparently we text a lot.
Yeah, now I do, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's multicolored.
Here we go. The Cosby sweater.
It's not a recent reference of Cosby, so.
No.
All right, you guys ready? I'm going to read it now. The Cosby sweater, according to Urban Dictionary. It's the sexual act of eating Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, Trix, and Booberry, or any other bright, colorful breakfast cereals, and then vomiting the tacky, dazzling mixture onto your partner's chest. The result should look similar to the incredible sweaters that Bill Cosby wore during his highly successful 1980 sitcom, The Cosby Show.
And then you drug and rape a chick. Yay!
Holy fuck. Wow, that was good.
So, ladies, are you moist?
Absolutely.
My pants fit a little tighter than the crotchery.
I almost slid off my chair.
The table did raise a little bit. That's all I'm gonna say.
It would only that's be gross. A little bit. You're also going to have to vacuum underneath my chair.
I don't know what that means.
I'm growing my winter coat.
Oh! Got it. Got it. You're Duck Dynasty.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of here already.
No Shave 2016. Goes from everything from top to bottom.
Do we want to play that game? Want to play shaved or unshaved around the table?
My pubes look like the top of Matt's hand right now.
Jesus.
What are the Jew things on the side? What are those called? I can't, I'm the Jew.
I don't know. Oh, I know what you're
I need a
about.
Picture of your hand for reference when we post this.
Oh, Joe and Steve, today's the first day of Hanukkah, by the way. Anything
I know.
Shalom.
At sundown.
I know. I'm going to check in on my Christmas tree and see if I got anything.
Probably a gift certificate to a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, Jewish boy wants seafood broccoli beef. Hurry up.
No. No.
Li Ling would not like
see,
that.
We always try to make jokes, and then Steve makes all of them racist immediately. Yeah.
They're not racist. Fuck off.
They're just horrible stereotypes.
Yeah.
There's the yeah. difference between stereotypes and racism. Go there.
I wonder how or why you vote Republican.
I don't vote Republican.
That's a good call. All right.
He just finds them in the bathroom stalls.
Oh, snap.
Tapping their foot.
All right, what are we talking about? It started about a hangover. Then
you start with a hangover, and we just kind of go.
Yeah.
We go naturally.
We slowly do.
It's mostly how you're old and can't hang anymore.
I can't, dude.
We were going to talk about how much pubic hair we all have at this point in the season, but...
Oh.
Please, no.
It's kind of like this right here in my beard.
Yeah, if it's like your beard or Joe's. Or
it's not as gray as Joe's.
My pubes are like at the mid-season finale right now. There's still 8 episodes to go before I can, like...
Yeah, all right.
No, all right, on to an actual topic is what
yeah,
you
okay,
want.
Yeah,
okay, on to an actual topic.
I'm not uncomfortable at all. Let's go.
Oh, we're going to talk about Scott Weiland passing away. Yeah, that was the big news this week. And
yeah.
regards to entertainment, I guess.
I'll tell you what. My
3 weeks ago.
How old was he? I don't even have a clue.
48.
Now, I'm going to throw a wild curveball out here. I'm going to say his death was not natural causes.
Does anyone know? Was it reported yet? I thought it wasn't being reported.
They haven't said. They found him asleep and dead on the tour bus.
What's the over-under on overdose?
Oh, fuck yeah. I will bet $1,000.
I don't know if he OD'd, but I'm sure.
The fact that his heart
heroin for 30 years probably didn't help either.
The fact that a needle was sticking out of his arm was probably a good indication of what happened. Yeah.
Man, you just lost all of our Stone Temple Pilots fans.
If they're shocked by this information, they can hashtag go fuck themselves.
Now, is anyone here like huge Stone Temple Pilot fans at all?
I mean, I like their stuff.
I could name a song.
That was one of the first CDs I bought.
You
could
only name one song by them?
To be honest with you, I wasn't really big into them, to be honest with you. I mean, was it the highway? Was it what's the song? Highway.
It was off
Interstate Love Song.
Yeah. Sorry. That's the one I know, and I can't even name it.
Core was one of the first CDs I bought.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones on there. Purple. You got Flush.
Creep.
Sex Type Thing.
Creep.
Wicked Garden.
Name two.
Garden.
Name two. There you go.
Flush was like the biggest hit for them.
Lori, what was your favorite STP song? Okay, cool.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
All right, let's go around the table. Toner, what you got?
I really like Sex Type Thing a lot. That was a good song.
That was yours. All right, Steve, what do you got?
I got a tie. I got Wicked Garden off Core and then Vaseline off Purple.
I'll be different.
Vaseline was a good one.
They made made two different videos for that.
What's the significance of having two?
I don't know. They made two, like, well, it's like the same, but there's like different pieces that they played different. The different parts of the videos. I don't know why. It just they did.
All right.
So,
all right, Joe, what do you got for your STP song?
I like Hole in Your Head.
Off their little Black album or whatever it was. Yeah. I don't remember.
Did you ever see them at Lala? Did they ever go up there for you?
No, but I saw them with Steve.
Okay.
In 2008.
Here in St. Louis?
Yeah.
I was probably more wasted than Scow Island then.
No,
at that point in time.
Were you on something or were you just.
No, just drinking.
He was
drinking.
But the thing was, that night, it took him an hour and 15 minutes to get on stage. They were supposed to go on at like 8:45, 9 o'clock. They didn't start until like almost 10.
For some reason, I think I remember, because didn't they not try to interview him on The Point that morning? And like even he had a hard time getting on the radio with them?
Oh, he was.
Because what?
He rarely did.
In 2008, wasn't Woody still there? Or was that
Woody and Rizzuto were still there.
In 08?
No, it was Woody and Whipping Boy in the afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
In 08, though?
Right.
That was way before.
I think so.
That was like 01 when he was on with Whipping Boy. But we're talking St. Louis-centric stuff, so all right. Jay, what do you got for your favorite STP song?
Big Empty was up there. That was one from the Crow soundtrack.
How's it go?
Oh, yeah,
how's it go?
Yeah.
Someone pull that up so I can hear what that sounds like.
Oh, I got it.
Pretty much anything off
Core.
Because
if it's on the Crow, I would know it then.
Yeah.
I'll know it when I hear it, I guess.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on it. I'm not like Toner.
I guess
would sing
would be
it,
starts most off with Driving Faster in My Cars with the.
Because I guess we could say Interstate. Interstate would be the
Interstate Love Song.
That would be the remote.
That was
no.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
All right, then I know it. Yeah, that's my. I changed my mind. That's my favorite then, because I like that one a lot.
See, I think some of the stuff off Core was bigger than Interstate Love Song.
Okay.
Like Plush. Plush is probably their biggest.
Matt Pinfield off Lithium said it was. It was on the number one for 7 straight weeks. Interstate Love Song was.
Really?
It was. I was like,
ooh. That's a good song.
But yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Okay, yeah, I know that one. See, I guess it's just a matter of going back and listening to all that stuff.
You would know a lot more of them.
I'll
than
know
you
once I hear it. All right, so hold on, Jen. What's your favorite STP song?
Creep.
Which one?
Creep.
I think it might.
Why is it your favorite?
No, I just really like that song.
Thank you for your.
Dude, she's busy on Pinterest or something.
I don't know what she's doing.
I thought that Lori would be on Pinterest or something.
All right, so then who? Ashley, what's your favorite STP song?
I'm on Pinterest right now. Yes, I do like those ball hammocks.
Stone Temple Pilots, favorite song?
I don't think that I have one.
Thank you for your contribution to the podcast.
Oh.
So
is he that sensitive because it's Hanukkah? I mean, what the fuck?
Could be.
It probably is.
So he was also in Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, Velvet Revolver.
So there was a lot of good music there too.
Slither was hardcore. That was the biggest one.
They played Fall to Pieces a lot on The Point. I remember that one.
Fucking horrendous.
He did a solo by himself. It was Cleveland or something like that. You guys remember that song?
I remember his first solo album.
He did some
nothing
song
really
Slither.
Stuck
it was
out
good
too
one.
Much
I
though.
That one. But that's just the trials and tribulations of it.
So it's Chester Bennington. Still with Stone Temple Pilots since he kind of replaced Scott Whelan the last time he was fired.
Chester's with them?
He toured with them
really?
2 years ago, I think.
Is he singing their songs?
Yeah.
Singing?
Except it's not like, Driving Faster in in my car.
screaming as loud as you can.
Yeah.
So I guess that will kind of segue into our next topic, which would be, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, shit.
Because we did bucket list last episode. So we all know which ones we want to go see, but what's the ones that you have been to that you would say that's the best one you've ever experienced? Because I guess that's the main thing, is the experience of going to it.
I know I've seen Nine Inch Nails twice. I think the one time a Perfect Circle opened for them. I can't remember what year that was.
2000 during the Fragility Tour.
Oh.
During the Virginity Tour.
It's actually the day after me and Joe graduated in 2000.
Oh, look at that.
God, that was a year away from finishing college.
What?
We graduated from something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I dropped out of college. Fuck it. Yeah, so I would go with that one. I've seen quite a bit. Nine Inch Nails, I would say.
And then Steve is Joe Dirt. Joe? No, I'm just kidding.
Steve. No.
I saw Joe Dirt at the Bottleneck Blues Bar, and it blew me away.
No. I actually am going to see them on New Year's Eve with Lori.
Where are they playing?
They're doing a New Year's Eve special at the Hilton Airport. Got a whole... Anyways, Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden, Las Vegas, 2014.
Where they
fucking
play?
Fucking awesome. It was the... it was in at Planet Hollywood at the Axis. Fucking amazing.
How many does that hold?
About 4,000 or 5,000.
That's cool. That's some more smaller venues.
Yeah,
that's
but
cool.
It was... don't get me wrong. Nine Inch Nails is my favorite band, but Soundgarden sounded way better. So...
I mean... I don't know. I'd probably have to go with 311.
No.
What?
No.
I am shocked.
But that would be 2 years ago... I mean, they played for 5 hours again. You know, it was 311 day.
Was that on the
cruise? They
played
for 5 hours?
Yeah. No, that wasn't the cruise. And they, for one of their sets, they brought an orchestra up on.
Where was the set?
New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the dome? Or somewhere?
It was where the...
Like, what they said. They couldn't.
Where the Hornets play. Or, I'm sorry, the... What are they called now?
Pelicans.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. But my second behind that would have to be Nine Inch Nails also.
I'm sorry.
People just think you have
my
a
second behind
something.
That, but if I don't want to include 311 because that's like a special event. Nine Inch Nails is just a concert, would be my other one. And that was when I know Steve and I were at it. It's where the tour where they had the, it was probably what, 2008, where they had the screens going in front and back of them, where they had the instrumental album.
Oh, the Lights in the Sky tour.
Yeah.
That
one was
fucking
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think that one was good. Yeah. Steve and I made out during that show.
I can understand.
We almost tried to finger each other's butt, but we said
did
no.
You cuddle?
Well, we were wearing underwear that day when we couldn't.
Okay. Jay.
Let's cut
that off.
That off.
Stop! All right, so back in 1998, I saw the Foo Fighters at the Blue Note in Columbia. The capacity there is 835 people.
Wow. Oh, shit.
That would be cool.
That was right after The Color.
How did that happen then?
That was when The Color and The Shape came out, so that was their second album. They weren't totally huge.
It's still Grohl, though. You think he could sell out, you know?
I don't know. Most amazing show I ever saw. It was just, the atmosphere is amazing.
I thought you were going to say cover band to, what's their name? We mentioned them almost every podcast.
No, the 311 cover band.
Oh. The ones that broke.
Chaos.
They broke up on stage. Yep. Those guys.
Yeah. Would that, does that get an honorable mention at least?
That would be an honorable mention just for the fact we got to see him break up on stage.
That was a great night overall.
I still am so
we got to see a lot of everything.
Yep.
God,
dude, we just watched a tribute band break up.
Well, when the bassist came
over
and said...
Over creative differences, too. Yeah. That's what I find so funny.
Well, when the bassist came over in the middle of a drum solo and said, we're just going to leave our drummer up there to hang for a while, they pretty much sealed it.
Fuck this guy.
Okay. You got any others that you want to talk about?
I saw Greek Fire in a small venue like that, too, which the energy was just amazing. The other Foo Fighter concert was pretty good because they split between electric and acoustic in the set. So,
cool. I don't go to a lot of concerts, so this is a horrible thing for me.
So you're going
to
say Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm going to say...
I saw Duran when they first came out.
I'm going to say the
first
best
CD
concert
I
ever went to
I like Duran Duran.
Was when me and you went to Greek Fire. For the reason alone... that you got railroaded about 20 rows, not even row, I don't know what to say, about 20 feet,
probably,
20 yards
at least,
by some crazy, what would we say, mosh pit train of some kind.
Yeah.
Basically, you and Aaron disappeared. That's what the best part was. That's why it's my favorite one, because I was like, I just witnessed that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it wasn't me. That's all I cared about.
1 week before ankle surgery.
1 week before ankle surgery, yeah. So, all right, let's see. You got to go, Jen. What's your favorite contribution? Thank you for your contribution to the podcast. You suck.
Wow. I've
been to a couple. Okay. Which ones have you been to?
Which one do you like the best?
None of the above.
You're awful.
Wow.
She's our aggressive gum chewer on the podcast.
Fuck your podcast.
She just wanted a babysitter for the evening, so.
That's right. All right. Let's ask Ashley's turn. All right, Ashley, go ahead.
Favorite concert ever been to?
Well, I feel like I'm going to get like stone tarred and feathered now, but
you're going to say a country show.
Well, kind of.
That's
sort
okay.
Of,
oh,
yep.
Fuck.
Proceed. I think my favorite by far so far has been Florida Georgia Line.
Nah, that's fucking stupid.
I knew no, that I'm just was joking. Gonna be your answer, but I also
that's like your
saw,
opinion, man.
Saw Jimmy Buffett in Chicago, and that was
that's
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
I have friends that like both. Well, Florida Georgia Line first, but Jimmy Buffett. I heard his shows are pretty crazy.
Like the tailgate, the whole experience.
Yeah, the tailgate
was
is insane.
Beyond, I mean, the lengths that people go to travel to see him to. Decorate their cars themselves. I mean, it was
he I think he's one of the few performers at Riverport, you know, whatever it's called now, Hollywood Blowjob Casino Amphitheater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like you can actually tailgate and drink in the parking lot for him, and you can't really do that for anybody else, but they have like a special circumstance for his tailgates, so you can go get wasted for hours before the Jimmy Buffett show.
Yeah, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I dated a whore once by the name of Lauren. And she went up to Chicago for...
I did, too.
Hey.
Thank you for clarifying
same,
which one.
Eskimo Brothers! Hey. Yeah!
Could be.
Are we fishing in the same hole?
Not at the same time.
That you know of.
That's true.
You got
yeah.
in and got out.
But she went into, yeah, she went to Chicago for that whole like tailgate event. I heard all about that.
Was that a DVP going on there?
Did you guys high five?
Double vaginal penetration?
Eiffel Tower.
Lori. Lori, favorite concert, quickly.
I don't think I have a favorite one. I've just been to...
Yes, you do.
Hey, do you want me to say no comment? Because I will.
Unless it's a band.
That is her like go-to, the no comment.
Yeah. It is, no comment. You're like a...
I learned my lesson.
You plead the fifth every time.
No, I mean, I've been with Ashley to a bunch of concerts at Riverport, so...
Okay, pick one.
Florida Georgia Line.
It'd probably
counts.
Be the one I was with her, yeah, because they played the song with Nelly, and Nelly came out, so.
That's Florida Georgia Line, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what makes their show good? Just I don't listen to country.
Because you don't really know what state they're in. I don't think it's music. They're kind of like teetering on the Florida or Georgia Line.
Teetering, if I, yeah. I'm
yeah.
Teetering, all right.
I get it.
But, like, do a lot of people smoke weed in the grass?
I mean, I think we smelled a little bit, but we don't. But, I mean, we like to dance, so that's just...
I would think at those shows, no, it's more... Country shows, period, sell out almost
yeah.
every show. Because
I think, Jay, your mom once went to a concert, I think, there. So didn't she say she got high in the lawn one time just by breathing in everyone smoking around her at one point?
Right.
That's what she would say.
That's something she would say. I thought I heard something.
It's like Bill Clinton.
That's not the reason why.
I saw Boston with my mom at... you know, whatever, Riverport, and there wasn't a whole lot of people there, and it was all older couples, and I was probably one of the youngest people. I just took her.
Awesome.
It was like her birthday, you know? Yeah. And the couple next to us, they had, like, their little picnic blanket and everything, and they're dressed all nice, and then, like, halfway through the show, like, the scent of weed is so strong. I'm like, what is going on? And they're down there, like,
yeah!
They're down there, like, you know, puffing off this joint, and they're passing it to me. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of with my mom right now.
You're like,
although
mom,
I should have
be
been like, Mom,
are you cool?
Come on.
Yeah.
Mom, this is one time.
It's like Eminem, you only got one shot.
It reminds me, I did go see Eric Clapton with my mom. I took her for Mother's Day. Shit, it was early 2000s, some whatever.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good.
Did you smoke weed with your mom like Joe did?
I didn't smoke with her. We did an 8-ball on the Metrolink, though.
Sweet.
Do some key bumps? Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's how we roll. True story.
I like this. I like that you guys spend time with your moms doing drugs. It's cool. I like that.
St. Louis, bro.
My mom didn't listen to this anyway.
Yeah. I think my mom's disowned us after episode 6.
She did, for real? Has she listened to it?
I don't know.
No. I know your mom.
No, it would be.
I think your mom's listened to it, hasn't she? Because she made fun of me, I thought, at one point.
I think she might have listened to one of our earlier ones.
Because I think she said, why do you make
fun of
Jew
Boy? I mean,
I have
some friends that don't listen to this, but yeah. You need to lay off the Jew. He's a nice boy.
Oh, shit. What's next?
Give me a minute, dude. That was funny as fuck.
Oh, I agree, but...
Sorry. Sorry. Compose. Since we were on concerts and all that good stuff, guilty pleasure songs. Like, songs that you like, but you're ashamed that you like them.
No, I don't listen to it over and over. I'm fucking ashamed. I don't even want to say it out loud. Fuck.
That's the whole point of this, dude. You gotta stand
it was
up.
Probably... shit, maybe 4 years ago? Maybe that's what I'm going to guess, 4 years ago. I turned on, I guess it's 104.1, the hip-hop R&B station here. And so I heard a song. I was like, fuck yeah, this is good. And I'm like, okay, cool. I had no idea who it was. I remember hearing like a couple days later, song came on again. I was like, all right, sweet. And they're like, that was Justin Bieber with Girlfriend. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You listen to Justin Bieber with Girlfriend?
And now the poster's on the wall.
I rocked the fuck out that I'm like, oh, shit.
I didn't just do that. Oh, no.
Oh, great.
I'm unclean.
Yeah. Had I known it was Bieber, I would have fucking switched to fucking Florida Georgia Line. Sorry.
Here, I'll go. Since I have two young daughters.
Guilty pleasure, yeah.
They like Taylor Swift, and I find myself bobbing my head to it every once in a while.
Well, haters going to hate.
We're doing confessions. My daughter loves Taylor Swift as well, and I can see how you get into it, yeah.
Compared to some of the other stuff they want to listen to, like Lady Gaga and Black Eyed Peas and stuff, I can find myself getting leaving the Taylor Swift on over the other stuff.
There is someone at the table that does enjoy Black Eyed Peas. As not a guilty pleasure, just as a pleasure.
Yeah, I like them.
Why do you like them?
Because I like their music.
Because Fergie pees on herself.
That's not one of the reasons, thanks.
Fergie pees on herself?
What? Yeah, I don't know about this. Do you hear about this?
No, in a concert, she didn't want to leave the stage, so she just went. And there's like pictures of her.
No, this is not true. There's no way this is a true story.
Steve.
Is this true story? No.
Yes, no.
Snope it, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if I trust this one.
What's the Google image? Fergie pisses herself or something?
Oh, wait. You could see a stain or something
Yes.
Like
there's
on
a
her
picture.
Outfit? What if it's just vagina sweat, dude?
Oh, I don't think that was...
Ew!
Dude! What if she's just really, like...
Okay.
What if she's just really moist from
back in 2005, it says.
There's no way she peed herself on a... Wow. Someone put sunglasses on it. All right.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Steve, post that to Twitter somehow if you could. That's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I've never heard of this. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. Wow.
She might have done it on purpose. Jeez.
Yeah, like she just has an accident on stage as a grown woman.
I mean, Jo even went upstairs to go right now.
Yeah.
There's a puddle under his seat already, though, so...
That's gross.
So, all right, hold on. We skipped it. Steve, what do you got? Guilty pleasure, Steve? You got to be embarrassed of it. It's fine. This is an open table.
I don't know if I'm actually embarrassed about it, but I actually heard it last week. A live band played it. It's Level 42. It's Something About You.
It's not a guilty pleasure. That's a good song.
It is, but I mean, well, Dark Horse by Katy Perry. I'm sorry. It's like something.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
I rocked that out when it came out.
It's, you know.
That's not too bad.
Level 42, Something About You is a good song.
I've
never heard of it. Is that a local band Level?
And I always think of Vegas
They're England.
Yeah, they're from, like, British.
Yeah.
Oh, they're British.
Wait, now that Joe's back.
Yeah, Joe.
Did you hear
I peed in the dark because I couldn't find your light switch, so I just opened your door. I was like, I hope nobody walks up here.
That was Steve's closet.
And then I found it after I was done, so I'm good now.
All right, here.
So you heard about Fergie pissing herself, right?
Yeah. What?
You heard about Fergie pissing herself,
wait,
right?
Wait, what?
No. Oh,
Fergie.
Look at the screen.
Let me show you this picture.
So is that really pee? Do we all say that's pee, honestly? Maybe
that's
got to
be.
Maybe
I don't think
something.
That's sweat.
That's why it's vagina sweat. I don't know.
Vagina sweat.
Is it possible to sweat that much?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, I'm going to tweet it out now.
I couldn't really hear what you guys said, but Taylor Swift was probably
there. Yeah, I said Taylor Swift.
He's got Justin Bieber and me and Jay.
Pretty much anything.
Taylor Swift.
I think Taylor Swift is good.
That one song with Will I Am, right?
Ooh, yeah.
I've never heard that song. What is it?
Neither.
Justin Bieber, but you're like, yeah, it's Will I Am. He's great. Right? What is this song?
I never said that.
Jay did say that.
Oh, man, I like Kelly Clarkson behind these hazel eyes.
That's a guilty pleasure song?
Okay. Yeah, I like Kelly Clarkson. I like a lot of Kelly Clarkson, too. And Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. I like
got
her,
one
too.
That's I'm ashamed of. It. Some of the Avril Lavigne really stuff. I kind of like some of her stuff. Not too bad.
You indirectly mean old Avril.
What's new Avril? Avril,
not the tainted Chad Kroeger Avril.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that? What's her?
You indirectly support Nickelback.
Skater Boy.
Okay, yeah, that's I like that one. Yeah,
I like Complicated.
Yeah, that was on the radio.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember that one.
But yeah, that's a guilty pleasure. I'm trying to think what else I have that's embarrassing that I like. I don't know.
I don't think I'm embarrassed to like songs. Pretty comfortable.
Is there anything that you play?
Like,
let's say you got the windows down, they're blaring, all of a sudden someone pulls up next to you. Is there anything you like?
That Office Space moment.
I gotta turn it down a little bit. Yeah.
Hold
on. Here we go. Hold on. We got. Is this Will I Am right here? Yeah. Anyone know this one?
Speaker's down.
No, I've never heard it.
Well, let's ask the other ladies here.
We got the other ladies here.
All right, Ashley. You have a guilty pleasure song.
Oh, Jesus. I'm a diehard Journey fan.
That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just good music.
See,
fuck
it's
you.
A little different, though, because like, you're
Parker
asking.
Would disagree.
Parker
yeah.
would disagree, but fuck
literally,
Parker.
If I'm driving in my car and that song comes on, it's
Don't
getting,
Stop Believing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about Sherry? Do you, we got Sherry? Yeah? No?
Sherry?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Steve Perry.
Break These Chains or something like that.
I don't know. I guess Def Leppard would be in the...
Pour Some Sugar?
Here. But I don't really like that song.
Not that one? What's
I like other? Photograph. But that's really not even a bad song.
No, I don't know.
I got another.
You got another one? What do you got?
If Limp Bizkit comes on the point. I usually leave it off.
Break Stuff is
oh,
not a guilty pleasure. That's not a guilty pleasure.
No, it's
that's
not.
A fucking
There's
badass
There's no problem
song.
Beating the fuck out of somebody
no.
to yeah. break stuff.
And I will...
If it happened to
Does
happen.
Does anyone want
to
argue that? Does anyone want to argue that?
Nope.
As Solomon Estes, if it happens, you got to let us know, but don't say it on
yeah,
air.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, here, let's ask Lori.
No, wait, hold on. Were you done? Which one are you going to list? What was the one that you wanted to say?
Pretty much anything.
Anything from Limp Bizkit?
Except for the one with the Wu-Tang Clan. That's an okay song.
No, his one that
You
did.
Know what song by Limp is good, I think? It's from the Mission Impossible soundtrack, Take a Look Around.
I know why you want to eat me.
Now I know why you want... No, not eat me.
No,
is that what you said?
Me, said eat me, dude.
Now I know why you want to eat me.
The Weird Al version.
That's the Weird Al version, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Tony, throw it around.
If that's not
yeah,
at war,
well, no,
royalties.
We
Rams are at the one
we got Lori.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
Lori up.
Lori, guilty pleasure song.
Well, maybe Destiny's Child.
Destiny's
which song?
Child.
Say
right.
my well, name, say my there, name.
That one, or you can do like Bootylicious or
Bootylicious.
Survivor.
Bootylicious.
My body is too bootylicious.
And then, I'm not going to lie, but like Spice Girl.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, you did not.
Wow.
Now,
if you
want to
be
wait,
my
wait.
Lover, you got to get... Actually, no, she says, like, when you got to get with my friends, I mean, you had to bang all my friends. Is that what that means?
If you
want to
be my
awesome.
Lover, you have to cream pie my friends.
Yeah! Remix!
But what was, like, Beyonce... what's the song where you got to put a ring on it?
Oh,
Single Ladies.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Jeez. What I love is
I consider
not,
that one of my. F-
it's not overplayed
now,
at the
if it
fucking
plays,
wedding
do you actually start
either.
Dancing to it? That's the question. Do you actually
yeah.
start moving around?
I bet he does in front of the mirror.
He busts out the singlet.
Yeah. And the live version's even better.
The live version.
Yeah. Please and I also like Taylor Swift's Mean live version from the Grammys a few years ago.
Oh, that was a good song.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Not that,
that
I added that to my favorites on YouTube, but I did.
Full disclosure episode. Full disclosure. So, Spice Girl over there. Hey, Spice.
Yes,
hey, indifferent Spice.
So here's the question. We can segue into guilty pleasure movies. Spice World.
Man.
Did you see it? Did you love it? Go.
I don't think I ever
didn't.
Saw it.
I saw it when I was younger, but I didn't. Don't think I loved
that's
it.
That's a no?
Nope.
Okay.
That's a no.
Yeah, that's a no for
no,
me,
that's
too.
That's a no for you. All right. So, Toner, guilty pleasure movie that you're ashamed that you like.
I mean,
oh, I got mine.
Well, I have to be ashamed. Well, I mean, he's sitting in front of a bunch of guys. I got to be ashamed, but I fucking like it. I don't care. Serendipity with John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
No, wait.
That's my
wait
jam.
Wait a minute. Wait. Our
okay,
roles
I think
are
I
high,
just fell
wait.
In love with
you.
You
like that because of who's in it.
Well, yeah, but it's also hilarious. Oh, Jeremy Piven's in it, too.
Oh, Piven's in it?
Yeah, Piven's
in it.
Yeah.
I love Piven, dude.
It's
I
funny.
Love Piven.
It was a
I like Jeremy
oh,
Piven.
Oh, she's in the Serendipity? That's your movie?
That is, like, by far my favorite movie.
Is it really?
So, I swear.
A guilty pleasure movie for a girl, though?
I don't know if I've seen it.
No.
I know what it is, but I don't know if I've seen it.
I think I had that fucker on DVD, too.
Is it like a love...
It's like a romantic comedy.
It's like a
sex triangle.
Sex triangle, yeah.
It's like everything's based on chance. Everything's based on fate. You know, whatever chances you go through.
I heard sex triangle. What?
What? Steve got excited.
Yeah. So it's basically like me going to Lumiere. But I'm John Cusack.
Yeah.
Playing crafts with girls.
So, no, what's yes. Damn it. Tony, what's her name? The female that's
Kate Beckinsale.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, that's why.
That's
There's
why.
Another
hottest
reason.
Woman on the planet. Yeah. Women. Women.
Tony has reinforced his statement a few times.
Yeah. Yep.
Kate Beckinsale. He's right, got tunnel vision.
So Serendipity. Oh, yeah.
Beckinsale. It's Beckinsale.
What is it?
Beckinsale.
Oh, it's not Beckinsdale?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Beckinsdale sounds like a fucking neighborhood fluorescent.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm trying to appeal to Matt.
Thank you. Noco. Yeah, thanks. All
right. Matt always just...
You're pointing, but I don't know, man.
No
I ain't got,
guilty pleasure
no,
at all.
Yeah.
Something that you're ashamed of.
This is a guy that saw Twilight, like the opening of one of them.
Okay, there you go.
Midnight, yeah.
I went, one of a girl at work, she's like... The person that she needed to go with got sick, and she's like, "Hey, you want to go to the midnight show?" All right, fine, whatever. It was the second one, whatever the fuck second one was. I don't remember.
Did she give you a handy in the popcorn bucket?
No.
Did you hope that she gave you one?
I cut a hole in it just because, but you know,
you always
just like Lori.
Oh, was it you? Was it
Lori?
No,
no. This is.
Yeah, she's like, I'm
don't
right
get
here.
I didn't even look. It was before you.
Yeah, it was.
This was before.
What a dork. He tried to take out of the end zone and he fumbled at the two. Nobody was around him.
Ramey's
That's awesome.
Anyway.
No, you know, I mean, it's, you know.
I think I have a lot of guilty pleasures.
Well, let's save you for
I'm
last
I'm very
night.
In touch with
so
my
let's go, Jake.
Inside.
Okay. One starring Mr. Andrew Lincoln, Love Actually. He had a little bit role in it way before he was Rick Grimes.
Is that the one where there's a ton
yeah.
of actors? That's a ton,
yeah, ton of
that,
people.
Was that Guy Ritchie? That wasn't Guy Ritchie.
No, that wasn't Guy Ritchie. All right. Let's see, who's the main person? Hugh Grant, I think, was like one of the main people. Colin Firth, Liam Neeson. It's a chick flick.
Okay. That's where Hugh Grant made his money on chick flicks for the most part, didn't
he?
Yes,
I think
did.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if
and
Liam
then
Neeson.
Spent it on hookers.
Did Liam Neeson, like, threaten a chick over the phone in that movie? I will find you.
I don't know who you are, but you will get pregnant.
I will find you, and I will bang you.
Yeah, he's in it. So let's see. Okay,
I just
so want to
see what he
looked
like.
Right,
I don't think they show
me.
Him on it.
I should have been more prepared.
I will bang you. I will bang you.
Matthew's talking.
He was Mark in the movie.
Fuck off.
He's Mark. Probably an American accent.
I am number four. Too. Does that count as a guilty pleasure? Because it was kind of...
Never saw it.
I am number four. You never saw that one?
No.
Nope.
But I know it's based off a young adult novel.
That's why I think maybe I'll consider that.
I liked
it. I watch it all the time. I don't know. Come back to me. I think I saw them while we're going around the table.
Well, mine, so. I like... oh, wait.
Yeah, get... No.
I think you had a lot. That's
Lori,
why I was...
Lori, let's go. Lori, what
nah,
you got?
I mean,
guilty pleasure that you're ashamed that you like.
You have to hold it to your mouth there. There you go. Okay.
Yes, I found it.
Just like my penis. Hold it to your mouth. Thank you.
Son of Tootsie Roll.
God. Oh, wait. Did she just call you a Tootsie Roll? Oh, nice. That's on... That's going all over the world. Okay.
Just kidding. Just
she didn't say that when... Never on Friday night when she was getting nailed.
Oh, okay. I got you.
What are you
okay.
doing over there?
All right, hold on. I'll use it for mine. Hold on. I'm talking in the mic while we're doing this. All right. Me and Joe have a side conversation. Pitch Perfect. I actually don't mind that movie.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Pitch Perfect was funny.
The music's actually pretty good. So.
And also, as far as musicals go, I like Grease.
Yes. Mm. Okay,
and I like Grease 2 because Grease 2 is so bad that it's hilarious. If anybody's
comes
ever watched
full circle.
It. Yeah, it's really good. And so, also, I guess I'd throw A Fault in Our Stars out there, too.
That was good.
And also, I'd probably throw all the Twilight Saga out there, and I'd probably throw 50 Shades of Grey out there. And also,
basically everything you talked about last podcast. All right, I got
you
it.
Liked,
okay.
You liked 50 Shades?
No,
you
I didn't like
50
it.
Shades. Yeah.
But he watched it.
It was. Watched I watched it from beginning to end.
Now, here's the question. Do you watch
five
it with
times.
Your pants on or off, honestly?
Ew.
On.
On, okay.
Yeah.
It depends on who's in the room.
I had already completed... Extraction before I watched it. I wanted to watch it with a clear mind.
Good call. Wait,
so
we didn't
Lori,
get an answer.
Lori, I know. No comment, apparently. Fucking answer, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I missed you, too. No, I mean, the Pitch Perfect, but I haven't had time to watch movies lately, so I don't know.
You're a chick, so you're allowed to say Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like
that's
a regular
true.
Movie.
Name, like,
if she would have said, like, Rambo 2.
Kickboxer or Van Damme? No.
Ashley, do you have one?
Porn movies are acceptable, too.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I know, Walk to Remember.
I've seen A Walk to Remember.
Yeah.
Is that Chris Klein in that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's got
Mandy Moore in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
My friend Dirk was... Shit. I lived with a guy in at SEMO, and he was huge into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So all of his movie collection, half of it was like A Walk to Remember and all that stuff, too, because he was very emotional.
Because that story's so believable. The premise of that one was, what, they were seniors in high school or something like that, and she's got...
I kind of don't remember. I'm getting that mixed up with another movie.
And they're getting married while they're still in high school kind of thing. I'm like, come on.
And then a Tyrannosaurus Rex escapes.
And Triceratops shows up.
Yeah.
Triceratops.
Sorry, it's a wrong movie.
So hold on. All right, Jen, guilty pleasure.
I don't know. Maybe...
You're putting your microphone in front of her phone. Come on.
Maybe 27 Dresses?
27 Dresses.
Catherine Heigl
flick.
Movies.
But that's Catherine Heigl. She has reason to be... That's a guilty pleasure movie. Yeah. Because I don't want to call Katherine Heigl a
Wait,
cunt.
Stop. Lori's excited about having a comment. Let's go.
No, speaking of Katherine Heigl, I watched, I started to watch, it's called Jenny's Wedding on Netflix. Turned out it was Katherine Heigl, who's a lesbian, getting married.
What? Does all she make is our wedding movies?
I didn't know she,
Shit, I guess she's found her, like, her calling.
She's cute, but apparently she's just a bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine that.
Is that why she's single? She ain't got no man?
I think she'd, yeah, probably.
Except Seth Rogen.
Knocked Up?
Seth Rogen?
Knocked Up. I'm a big fan of Knocked Up.
Yeah, like Knocked Up's pretty good.
I laugh at that all the time. Anybody got anything else? Anything?
No? I'm hesitant, though.
Don't
just
be scared.
Fucking say it.
Say it.
If you're
say
talking
it.
About
say
horrible,
it. Started.
Sex
horrible
in the
90s
City, you can
movies
say it.
Like
no,
Airborne.
He said he's like, no, he said that he likes Sex in the City.
It's Mission As Possible. I'm sorry. It's such
no.
a pleasure.
I went with my friend Aaron and saw the fucking The Lake House with Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
and Sandra
yeah. Hey, I like that movie, too. Where they leave shit in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that movie, too.
Dumb.
You saw it?
Yeah, I have to get.
You got hit by
how do you
a vehicle.
Think I get away with seeing
you.
So many action movies? I have to go see those movies too.
It was so unbelievable, but Ultron, that shit's real.
She was God. Like, Keanu, you're gonna get hit by a car today. He goes, whoa.
It's all right. I know kung fu. Yeah.
I know kung fu.
Show me.
All right.
I'm trying to think of any other chick flick. What's a chick flick I've seen? I don't think I watched too many of them though. Those are usually the guilty pleasure ones that are already.
I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank on them now.
I can't ever, they're so not memorable is the problem.
Yeah.
You see them and they're like, eh, it wasn't
the
too
same
bad.
Formula.
Yeah.
It's Family Stone. That's a chick one, isn't it? But it's Christmas.
The Family Stone.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. All right. Do we shoot our wad on this one? Are we done with this topic?
Yes, please. Let's move on. On to the next one.
Right. What's the most awkward soundtrack you've ever had sex to? Jay, go.
Ooh.
I can think of a song.
Oh, please do. Yes, this is interesting.
Okay, won't be like naming this. Any names, but yeah, music is playing in the back.
Li-ling?
No. Even if it was, I'm saying no.
Okay, Li-ling. What was his name?
What was his name?
It was Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Well, Jay's mom likes Michael Bolton, so we, no. Some music. I forgot.
I kind of zoned out.
I was like, "Wait, that was a joke."
Yeah. I forgot what song. Like, some songs are playing, like appropriate songs. Okay, then all
Sade
of a sudden,
remix.
Yeah, whatever. But then all of a sudden, I forgot the name of the band, but it was a "Come On Ride That Train" came on.
Oh, man.
Come on, ride that train. I'm like, but what's funny? Like, you're not paying attention. But all of a sudden, like, you try to do it like with the beat of the song. You're like, what the fuck's happening here? Like, you gotta stop.
You're like, thrust.
Yeah, oh, wait. My rhythm was totally thrown off.
Yeah, Quad City DJ.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
It's called Come On and Ride It.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, song that you remember. trying to match the rhythm of, I guess is what we're going.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
Mine was Song 2 by Blur, because it's a, that's the shortest song I could think of.
I get it.
I don't have one, man.
I can't top Blur 2, man.
I feel like a dork because I mentioned 311 all the time. I made a mixed CD.
Just let that roll in the background.
It was a lot. It was all. I remember. I still have it somewhere. It's called "Soothing 311."
Nice.
Throw that on. The ladies get moist. That's up. Yeah.
I think I got it onto a Britney Spears song once. Which one was it? It's a good one though. It was worth it.
Hit Me, Baby.
Yeah. I slapped the shit out of her too. Her behind. Not her face. Was there? I don't remember.
There's a good Britney Spears song.
Fuck yeah. To get it
oh,
onto.
Oh man, what's that song? That's fairly new by Britney Spears. It's another guilty pleasure. Oh, I can't remember.
That I'm a Slave for You. I rocked that shit. Well, that was
about,
old.
It was like with bitch in it. Something
4 years ago. And like the video is like a Doomsday video where they're all dancing underground.
That was the Matrix bitch. Part
I'll
two.
Look it up.
Like work bitch.
I can't remember.
Well, shit. Who would leave off?
Oh, James. Hey,
oh,
James.
All right.
We don't have music playing because we're trying to be quiet because of the kids.
Well, think of before
a kid.
No,
yeah, kid.
I can't think of any.
His is, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Porn music? I don't know.
I don't know, Jen. What do we have for this one?
No, I'll find it.
I have my partner here with me today, so I don't know.
No, I just
we don't really have music.
Right. Now you might find out the truth.
This was only like 4 years ago.
I'm trying to think. Do we ever have any music going on?
Yes.
The theme to Titanic?
Till the World Ends, by the way. That was that Britney Spears song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I hate when I can't think of something like that.
When Worlds Collide, Power Man 5000.
Nice.
We don't really have music ever going, do we?
So what happens when you get married?
Yeah, I know. I guess that's what it is. Is that more of a single, not even single, but pre-marriage? I guess that's more of a pre-marriage thing. Having music.
Listen to music to go to sleep,
Night,
but we don't anymore.
Nature
sounds. We turn a fan on.
Whatever was on in the back seat of the car.
When Matt has sex, he chirps like crickets.
Classic.
No, that's actually Jen.
Oh.
We play dreidel dreidel.
Jeez. I didn't even make that joke. You did.
I did it before you get to it, because it hurts so much.
As
your
lawyer, I would advise against doing that in the future.
All right. Lori's up. Oh. She got the mic.
Oh, I don't think I can remember. I don't know. That was song, what is it? I think it just happened to come on. Pony. It's in Magic
Pony.
Mike.
Genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah.
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 It just happened to go. Yeah.
That song's awesome.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Steve, did you play?
No, that was
that was somebody else.
That was a long time ago. But
hey, but have that queued up for next time.
Wow. I will.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like, hold on. Hold on, Steve. Push play.
There you go. Steve's like, head like a hole. Black as your
Steve's like,
soul.
I wanna fuck you like an animal.
He's like, all right.
Oh, is that going to pop?
Does Ashley want to chime in here?
Ashley's up. Let's go.
Ashley, you're up.
We share at this table. We share.
Nothing leaves this podcast. It just goes out onto the internet.
Just don't
my
say your last name.
My husband is going to be just so ecstatic with me when I say this, and he listens to this podcast.
Sweet. Have him tell his friends, too.
Okay, does anybody remember 102.5?
Is that
K-E-K-F-M? He gets it on to Delilah.
That's a soft rock station.
Soft rock, 102.5.
She read their story first.
And back in the day before, everybody did the whole, like, iPads and things. We had to turn on the radio to get the mood set. And my favorite was when Can You Feel the Love Tonight came on.
The Lion King soundtrack.
The Lion King.
Talk about a mood killer. Oh, nice. My gosh. And the worst part was he had a roommate at the time. We were in college, and he had a roommate at the time. And I could hear laughter coming from the next room as that song was playing. Because I knew exactly what was going on. So they're like, is that really the song that's playing right now while you guys are doing this?
So, Joe, what happens when Simba, whatever that is. That gets her in the mood.
I guess so. It's like you hold up your full condom. I have no idea. This is a dirty podcast. Oh. We should delete this one. We'll just start over.
Okay. No, that was internet gold.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's fucking sweet.
Okay.
I'm full! All
right. What's next?
That's it. We're at the hour mark. Now.
Well, that's like 8 minutes of just bullshit.
Yeah, we still have 10 minutes
left.
Have
several minutes.
We started about 7:50. Wow.
The cost of full condom.
He like holds up the full condom. He's like, ay, 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 ay.
Oh, shit.
That's dirty.
Yeah. Just the fucking visual now is disturbing. Thank you.
All right, so we did some news lately was that Memento is going to be remade.
Why?
A 15-year-old movie.
A 15-year-old movie. Christopher Nolan's Memento is going to be remade. So we thought, what movies do we think that should not ever be remade?
I think Memento's right there because that was a perfect movie.
That's one of the top 20, I think, right now on IMDb.
Here's what I think they're eventually going to do, and they should never do it. I guarantee they're probably going to try to think about remaking Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Oh,
there it is. I agree.
No, never do that.
It's movies that are really highly rated like that, so maybe we'll go all the way around. Movie that you think they should never, ever remake. Now, wait, before you go, I think you might agree with me on this one, but I think they are remaking it. Space Jam.
Oh, with LeBron. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I think it's more of a sequel, though.
Yeah.
Is it a sequel or a remake?
It's a sequel.
I don't think they need a sequel to it. That's from childhood.
In LeBron's, they just come up short in the championship at the end.
He plays awesome for three quarters.
Yeah.
Disappears.
Then the air conditioning gets to him, and he cramps up.
I think we've talked about this before. You can't touch Back to the Future.
That's what I was going to say.
Leave that shit alone.
And don't. I'm going to say it right now. Don't.
Yeah.
Unless you got a shaky cam these days.
God damn it, Joe.
Joe, don't.
I forgot. shit.
Marty, stay in sixth gear. Marty.
Jeez.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, that's the only one I got right now.
I almost would have... Well, they've already remade the shit out of all the Jurassic Park franchise, so I guess there's no going back on that one.
Well, not really remakes. They're sequels, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
first
they
ones.
Acknowledge the past ones.
Yeah, they acknowledge
the newest
sure.
one they did acknowledge the past one.
Shit.
Well, they already
they're remaking Point Break, the ultimate bro.
Is your brother excited about it?
He said he might go see it. That's
I
one of his all-time favorites.
He'd be very anti-against, he'd be very against them doing
no
that.
No more Jaws movies. Just let those go. No more Friday the 13th or...
No, it's already happening. They already got a writer attached.
They do?
They did.
What about...
And they already did. They've already re-amped it up.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
They did that too.
They've already remade that.
Dirty.
They
well,
did,
yeah, they
yeah,
redid
yeah,
Dirty.
They did, Havana Nights.
Havana
Wait,
Nights.
Is that a remake or is that a sequel?
I think
it was a sequel.
Yeah, it was called Havana Nights or some shit.
Okay.
I think, didn't Swayze make a cameo in it or something?
They redid Halloween.
Yeah, they redid Halloween.
But now, that was actually fucking
here's
good.
One they're not remaking, but they're making a sequel to. They're doing Top Gun 2, apparently. I read that.
Well, they were, but what the Scott brother, the guy who killed himself.
Tony Scott?
Tony Scott, yeah.
Okay. He was tied to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he jumped off a bridge like last year or 2 years ago. That was fucked up. I don't know if you heard that story. People say he drove his car up to the bridge, just got it out of his car, walked up, just boom, no hesitation.
I didn't know that's how he
jumped.
Did. I know he died, or I didn't know he was suicide.
Sounds like that'd be more fun to watch than Top Gun 2.
Wow. Oh man.
Okay.
Jesus.
I mean, if we're looking like Jay, you've got the top.
I got IMDb up. They're top.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
No,
never
don't ever say
never.
That.
Yeah. Godfather. You can never.
No.
Read.
No.
Leave the Dark Knight.
Here's one they could probably. I bet you they might try someday, and I think they should leave it alone. Clockwork Orange. Just try to make it so that people can understand a little bit better.
I could actually see them remaking 12 Angry Men.
They have.
Yeah. Jack Lemmon was in it.
Oh. Okay.
But I think that was a TV version.
TV only though.
Oh. Schindler's List. Maybe change the ending.
Just stop. Just don't even say anything else, you fucking asshole.
During World War III.
All right, here you go. Fight Club.
Why would you ever try to touch that? You couldn't,
You can make it closer to the book. That's the only defense you'd have for that.
All right.
Forrest Gump.
How would you do that? I don't even know how you could do that.
Someone would find a way.
Yeah.
Gus Van Sant would do a shot-for-shot remake of it. Like he did
Here's what I bet you they'll do in a few years. Van Sant's other one.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah. And not the sequel. No, not Will
Hunting. Hunting Season?
Hunting Season.
You know what's funny, by the way? The new South Park.
Oh, they could never do
Caitlyn
Seven.
Caitlyn Jenner punched Randy in the balls or something. She goes, "You like apples?" And Punch goes, "How do you like them apples?" Oh, yeah. Good Will Hunting's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you
yeah.
go.
But we're talking about movies that we think that should never
be remade.
Leon.
The Professional?
Yeah. That was almost a perfect movie.
I guarantee they'll try to do it. I guarantee
I could,
try to
I bet if they haven't already, I might be wrong, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
I bet they'd remake that.
Yeah, they
I
would.
Could see them
yeah,
like coming out Christmas and, you know, one yeah. of these future years.
I could see them doing a, like a made-for-TV version.
No,
of it.
Independence Day. Are they doing sequel?
Sequel.
Or are they
sequel.
Doing remake?
It's
okay.
a sequel.
Right, without Will Smith, it's going to focus on his son, from what I've heard.
Is it going to be his son playing the main character, too?
God, I hope not.
God, I hope not.
As long as Jaden Smith gets killed at
because
the end.
Because they already
as long
screwed
as he
up Karate
tweets
Kid
his
with
experience,
him.
It's okay. Yeah. His Twitter account is hilarious, man. That kid is so dumb.
Yeah, he's the dumbest
kid.
He's
a kid fucking idiot.
If there's a Darwin candidate, it's him.
Yeah. And his kids are so fucking ugly, too. Will Smith. They look like they're from Avatar. They do, but they're like millionaires, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they just throw them out there, and they make shitty songs and bad actors. But, hey, it's Will Smith's kid. Will Smith is a good actor, but his kid's not so much.
Okay, so we've done the ones we say that should not be done.
Do the ladies have anything
you
want to add?
Do you have anything you think?
I can't believe they're remaking Memento.
What about Elf?
Yeah.
Do you think they should remake Elf?
A company bought the library that owns Memento, and they said that was going to be one of the first movies they remade.
But have they cast...
No,
Cassie.
No. Man. It's in pre-production.
Guy Pierce is going to be in it. He's gonna redo the whole. He didn't remember making it the first time.
We're going to do it in order this time.
Okay, you know what? If you're going to remake Memento, put like Ryan Gosling in it.
That's your boy. Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Will he eat cereal?
See? And the ladies agree. He's a good actor, and he's easy on the eyes for the women.
Yep. There you go. Do the ladies have anything they want to add?
Yeah. Any movies that should not be remade?
Grease 2. Do not touch that movie.
It's holy to me.
No comment. I don't
Jesus.
Know.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
When I worked at Stonegate, a guy liked Grease 2 also. Cause it's
Michelle
like,
Pfeiffer's in it.
Oh, yeah. She's really good looking at it. But the best part about Grease 2 is, Andy will even confirm this, is if you watch it on like TBS, they edit the movie because like parts of it are raunchy. So every time, although it might not be like that anymore, whenever the little girl says, "pisses me off," they edit it to say, "pledges and codes." So for like years, Andy'd be like, "pledges and codes." And I knew it.
That's just like when a Die Hard comes on. It's like, yippee-ki-yay,
Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon, yeah. Jesus.
That's another series,
okay,
Leave Alone.
One that should, they should
the Die Hard.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
put new people in it.
The Princess Bride should never be remade.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah,
they should never remake that one.
Oh, man. Okay, this is off topic a little bit, but you know what movie I just watched yesterday for the first time ever? It was V for Vendetta.
Oh, okay.
Finally watched it.
That was not good.
Don't remake that.
Don't.
No, I wouldn't remake that.
It's not that
like
I didn't dislike it. I thought it was going to be more... it's
a
been long.
Gay.
Oh, here you go, Jay. I got one for you that should never be remade, but they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. The Crow.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if they're ever going to, because they've been working
on
that for
limbo.
Years.
Yeah, but they're working on it. It's always been working.
The Crow, Nature Cause.
Well, see, the thing is, they want
to
make
that
true
to the
comic.
He has to go
to
the entire movie.
He has to go to the bathroom.
Nature Cause, get it?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to make that more like the comic book was. That's the reason why they're redoing it, and James O'Barr is on board.
I know, but the original, there's nothing wrong with that one. It's a great movie on its own. I don't think
why do you never see dead crows on the highway?
Why?
Because they're always warning each other. Caw! Caw!
Oh.
That's a good one, Jim.
Fuck.
I heard that from a guy at City years ago. It was at the Riverport building, and everybody broke down laughing because it was at night and it was quiet, and he did that joke, and I was like, that was awesome.
Nice.
I've never forgotten that.
All right, so there you go. That's that part. Unless we want to do ones that should be remade.
I do have one.
One that you want remade or should
yes,
not?
Yes, that I'd like to see remade is The Hobbit. Is one movie following the books instead of adding all the bullshit they did to stretch it out into three movies.
The Hobbit as one movie. I don't know they could do that.
They could.
Yeah. Into one
well, the
3-hour movie.
Isn't the book itself like
the
it's
book's
fucking,
like
yeah.
250 pages.
Yeah, but
they added so much stuff to those movies to drag them out and make three of them.
Right. Anybody else got anything they do want to see remade? They kind of modernize it. I got one. I would mind seeing.
Dallas.
They've done that, sir.
That's true.
Short Circuit. I do want to see a remake.
Yes.
With modern technology.
Yep.
Short Circuit.
Mac and me.
When they fall off, when the dude falls off the cliff on the wheelchair. Yeah.
The Paul Rudd clip.
The Paul Rudd clip, yeah.
Yeah, I think Short Circuit, though, would be a pretty decent one to remake. I mean, I know Gutenberg can never be replaced, mind you, but...
That would be tough.
Nice. Yeah.
Anybody else got anything they would want to see remade?
If they ever remade it again, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a decent Ninja Turtles movie. The ones they're coming out with are kind of, like, corny. I want to see a dark Ninja Turtles movie.
A dark
movie.
One? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Which this one, the most recent one, was they're kind of going that way, but yeah there's still a lot of corniness in it. Yeah.
I think I'm kind of over the CGI effects, though. That's going to be everything in movies anymore.
This would be considered more of a sequel, or I guess a reboot of a franchise, but I'm surprised Arnold never came back for a Predator movie. You know what I mean?
They did Predator vs. Alien, right? And they also did Predator.
They did Predator 2 with Danny Glover.
The most recent one with Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Predator versus Alien, then Predators,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think there's only
now
four.
Predators. They did acknowledge the first Predator movie, but I thought
Arnold could do another one.
He could. Yeah. Why not?
You one ugly son of a bitch.
This motherfucker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dylan, you son of a bitch. What's the matter? CIA get you pushing pencils again? That's my brother's favorite scene in any movie, where they do the bro handshake.
Yeah.
And they zoom in on their muscles, like, tightening. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. The 80s dialogue is fantastic. That was late 80s, wasn't it?
Predator.
All right, well, here you go.
Andy would tell you. I think it was like 87, I want to say.
Now, I know there's been plenty of sequels, but now that we're far enough away, what about a Home Alone remake? Could they do that one? Try to modernize that one?
Speaking of Home Alone, they just said that it was made 25 years ago, and I'm like, wow. Yeah. I was like, what, 11 or something? No. 8?
Yeah. Who would be a relevant... You'd have to find a relevant star to find... Yeah.
Get Macaulay Culkin to do it again.
Yeah, really. He's not doing anything.
But he's drugged out the whole time.
Yeah. Drug dealers are coming to collect money.
Dead?
No, he's not dead.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, there we go. Drug dealers come to get their money from him.
Son of a bitch. There you go.
All right, we'll put that on there.
That's...
The bro shake.
When my brother met my friend Mark for the first time in Vegas, like...
Did they do the bro shake?
They both liked Predator, and my brother... Or maybe it was Mark. He went to Andy, goes, Dylan! And Andy's like, chimed right in, you son of a bitch. And they both did the entire one-minute scene, word for word. And like, that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. But it was awesome.
Oh,
their mutual love for Predator. Yeah, nice. That was such a bro, like, scene. In
I know.
The movie.
Yeah.
I love how they zoom in on the biceps.
Yep.
And they're oiled up, too, if you notice.
Right, anybody got anything else they want to see remade? Steve, you got anything?
No. Actually, you know
what about a Knight Rider movie? Just kidding. Nobody fucking likes that shit.
Joe, you son of a bitch.
Remember, Flight of the Navigator would actually be cool.
Oh,
that would be really good to see that.
Nicely done.
Leave the Matrix alone.
Yeah. Oh, don't touch
Wars.
That.
Let them do what they're doing.
They could remake the ones that fucking Lucas ruined.
What about, what was Rad? What am I thinking? Remember the movie Rad from the 80s? The
skateboarding?
Well, no, Rad wasn't skateboarding, was it?
It was,
they were car racing, wasn't it?
No. Rad was BMX bikes.
BMX bikes.
Right. Airborne was rollerblading.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Skateboarding was,
could they redo a Rad?
Gleaming the Cube.
I think
you should leave those alone because that's not really even that big these days. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are they locking this ball up for?
Anything else? I don't know. Jay and I are just kind of looking through the top movies. Psycho's already been
that's
redone.
Already, well,
Rear Window, I guess they could redo.
Yeah. I think they did a TV version of it.
Oh, did
Rear
they?
Window?
Yeah.
What about the Goonies?
No.
They
are. I think there's a rumor they're going to do a sequel to it or something like
that's been rumored for a while. Yeah.
But leave that alone.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't touch that. But I could see how you could modernize it.
Yeah,
you
like
could
modernized.
Modernize it. Yeah.
What about Blue Valentine?
Fuck you. Nicely done, but fuck you.
Yeah, they could remake the Blair Witch Book of Shadows movie and Battlefield Earth.
Shouldn't just never made Blair Witch 2. Just leave those by themselves. Yeah, I mean, unless they come out with more Alien movies.
Yeah.
Hollywood's all about rebooting these.
They were supposed to
do
one.
Old Boy, they even remade. The original Old Boy was really good. It was fucked up, and they remade
it. They did do Old Boy.
Yeah, like a few years ago.
It was like a Korean movie, and they remade it.
It was Josh Brolin. Yeah.
Spike Lee remade it.
Just like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movies. Those were all German movies, and they just Americanized them. That's all they did.
Well, it's because the books caught on here. Everyone wanted to see the movies.
Okay. A good remake, if you guys haven't seen it, was Let Me In. Did you guys ever, anybody watch Let Me In? It's based off Let the Right One In.
Yeah, Let the Right One In is awesome.
That's the Swedish version, but Let Me In is the American
version.
The
little girl who's the vampire.
Yeah, it's really good if you haven't seen it. Yeah.
And along the lines of
The End
is awesome. Departed.
Like that?
The Departed was a remake of some Asian film.
Okay.
He's itching himself.
Oh, I was like, what's the fucking knock?
Okay. All right.
That's all I can think.
Yeah, that's okay. We're at an hour and 12, so that's.
So really, we're probably about an hour and 3 minutes
hour
here.
Three, yeah.
We're good.
Anything else we want to touch on, or
save it for?
We'll save it for the next
22.
What about lingerie that you like
me.
To wear just for fun?
Lingerie, I like to wear just for fun.
Yeah. Do you put the flowers in the front or the back?
In the front, so when it grows, it looks like an orchid. I put a lot of thought into it.
Probably some experience.
Anything
too.
Else?
If you had a labyrinth in your backyard, would you place random women in it to catch them?
Why?
She's sneaking outside to get alcohol. What the fuck?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Bring it in
was
here.
It banned in the house?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't get. I'll just say yes. Why not? Okay.
Oh, they haven't played the game yet. Their favorite curse word game. Let's do that with these two. You did it with Lori last week.
Yeah, but he said it with heck.
Yeah, it was
heck. Oh, yeah.
Like, man, I don't remember doing any of that. I haven't listened to the
So
episode
we play a game with all of our new, you know, co-hosts and whatnot. So what is your favorite curse word, Jen?
What is that?
What do you think my favorite curse word is?
Say it.
Oh.
What?
Say it.
Yell it.
Fuck!
There you go.
Nice.
That's a solid one.
That's a good solid one.
All right.
You've been using cunt a lot more lately, though. You're a big fan of that one.
It's like a dinging noise.
Yeah, it was like ding.
All right, so Ashley, this is your part. Yeah. What is your favorite curse word?
You can say fuck if you want to.
I think I am going to have to go with it. I think fuck is my favorite word, which is horrible because I have a 3-year-old at home, and I'm really trying to censor that. It's been really...
fucking complicated. Yeah.
It is.
No, you can't have any fucking Cheerios. Get the fuck back in bed.
We were walking out the door the other day, and I'm just horrible. I'm really bad about cussing in front of my kid, and I just shouldn't be. We were walking out the door, and my hands are full. I mean, as a mom, like, they're always handing you everything. So I've got, you know, my laptop bag, my purse, his cup, you know, all this stuff, and he's got, like, one thing in his hand. He's like, Mom, carry this. And I was like, I have all this shit in my hands right now. I can't carry your shit, too. And he was like, I have shit in my hands, too. And I was like,
nice.
And it's like that fail moment as a mother. You're like, oh, I was like, okay, so we can't say that word. He's like, well, you did. He's like,
shit's
what,
a pretty solid word.
He's like, what, you can't say shit?
At
like,
least he
no,
didn't say, I have all this shit in my hands. Cunt. God.
God damn.
That'd be great.
There's the one word I can't handle.
I remember.
She's on the wrong podcast.
I remember when my brother was, well, I don't remember. My dad told me when Andy was in diapers still and Jaws was on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a scene where just Jaws pops out of the water. And Andy had, like, his bottle, and he's in nothing but a diaper. And he dropped his bottle and backed away from the TV. He goes, oh, shit. And my dad, like, looks at my mom, and he's like, you did this. But he used it. My dad's like, you couldn't be mad. He used it in the correct, like, form. Oh, shit.
That's where you don't know whether to be, like, disappointed in yourself or proud as a parent.
Yeah.
What about when my brother taught your kid how to say whore?
Oh, God.
Nice.
Applebee's.
Yes.
Nice.
No, it wasn't Applebee's.
Fuck
it was,
yeah.
What was that place?
At a restaurant.
It was at some restaurant.
Well, everybody
knows.
Look
at all the whores.
Look at all those whores. These
oh,
my son
no.
Said.
Well, we know that Solomon knows how to handle himself at a restaurant. Remember Culpepper's?
What did I say there?
We're like, this is family restaurant. Family restaurant, my ass. Pretty much that same volume.
I was like, pretty inebriated
I was like,
at that time, yeah.
Okay. Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
That's okay. Double deuce right there, man.
That's a double deuce.
Episode 22, all right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fuck, I'm losing. Sorry. checking fantasy stats. Okay.
There you go. Solid episode. Internet gold.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad we have some participation from the female persuasion.
You all get green ribbons.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you got a look of disgust over there. She's like, mm-mm.
I know. I'm getting it from the French Canadian over here.
Ah, oh, Jesus. All right. Time to wrap it up, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
The Planned Parenthood moment? Yes. Wrap it up?
Yeah, wrap okay. it up.
All right. You didn't hear that in the background.
Listen to some episodes. They're great.
You don't want to shoot your load too early. You want to save some for the next episode.
Yep. That's it.
So you can hold your condom in the air.
Victory!
Right. It just like makes me think of one of those, like when you buy toaster strudels, how they come with those little packs with the...
Yeah. Ooh, I got some in there.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about with the...
Yeah.
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 The frosting. Yeah.
The frosting. Same. And you have the little packets and you cut the end and you. That's pretty much like. They're like little used condoms. Hey, Jen, good luck eating toaster strudels for me.
Down the hatch.
Okay.
Okay.
Time to go. All right. Time to go. All right. Thank you again for listening to episode 22 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We are also on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast. That's nyrdcast. We are also on Facebook. Fucking Google it. You can also find us on the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. That website is ijov.net. Be sure to check us out and all of the other podcasts that are part of that network. Thanks again. I go by the name of Toner.
Big Matt. Letter.
Jay.
I'm Steve. Thanks.
I'm Joe Dust. Big titties in my face.
Wow.
Would the ladies like to say goodbye as well?
When the mic is up at your face, you're supposed to talk.
Okay. Bye.
That was Jen. Bye. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
See ya.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
Oh, Venna!
That gets her in the mood.
I guess so. It's like you hold up your full condom.
Hello. All my residents. Speak. Hey, Malik, how's it going?
Malik,
sir, I think you have the wrong number.
Well, I was pretty sure this is the right number. Consider this a wake-up call. Don't you remember me, Malik?
That voice.
Don't you remember? How could you forget the inner childhood who was behind you? Each step of the way, Malik, 7 days a week. Yeah, we messed up to say the least every now and then. But now that you've let me down again, drowning in misery, history repeats by itself. What must I do to remind you of the times you needed my help? Surely you didn't get on by yourself. Now would you? How can you turn your back and forget to observe that simple principle to stay modest? But now that your burnings have tripled, you can't pay homage. That ain't being honest. A clean conscience remembers where you came from, because you can't run fast enough to escape from memory lane. Son, don't you get it? It hurts to even ask. You may be leaving the past, but you'll be back for a visit. And don't you forget it. Hey, me, it's you, from the past, alias dude, visiting you of the future to ask. Late me if I'm in, Casey, if the present is a gift like they say, maybe it's true. But it ain't the excuse for behaving shady as you turn into the person you changing it to. Your family, your friends who made me shade me from my baby to you. Before you had friends or followed fads, trends, and the latest fashions of V-necks, you would be best one of the rejects at recess. You would be less a bully mess with us. Taking your glasses, it was a game for them, playing for practice. Bonus points if they get a smashed lens for us boys. It's 8 or 6 lashes, back welts from dad's black belt. Where my backpack
hearts. Well, my choice was to become numb and callous. Cold shoulder as you grow colder with the world. Oh, remember when you didn't know how to get a girl? Getting turned down, now you're sick of her. Since when did you get the nerve? Remember, this kid's a nerd. So now that you get your click, you're sure it's easy to forget the insecurities. Huh, you're a tease. I was being facetious. The stronger of trees are deepest rooted. Never deceive the peeps who believed in you, kid. Hey, me, it's you. From the past, alias dude, visiting you of the future to ask lately if I met Casey, if the present is a gift, like they say, maybe it's true. But it ain't the excuse for behaving shady as you turn into the person you changing into your family offends who maybe shame me from my baby to you. Back in the day, we would be passing the daily time together. That is amazing when I consider what has been happening lately, acting so strangely as if you blame me. I remember when I was in the picture perfectly. None of this nonsense would have gone if you heard from me. Some thought you were much worse to read comics. You want a nerd to me? I'm just nervously watching what I'm disturbed to see. A grave I'm burying deep, but if it weren't for me and the family, my very friends, teacher, and librarians either, I barely would be the man I am today. Man, I cannot say thanks enough when there are so many to count on, and those you look down on say thanks for nothing. So what if they see you grow up in? For what then? We forget them? You want to be forgiven? Why? You told yourself to hold yourself high. I wrote this ode myself. I hope it helps.
Bye. Dear Malik, this is the beginning of something beautiful, something greater than the two of us.
You knew who you were. Sounds crazy, it's true. Somewhere in there is the same me as you. Maybe it's you from the past, alias dude, visiting you of the future to ask lately if I'm in Casey, if the present is a gift, like they say. Maybe it's true, but it ain't the excuse for behaving shady as you turn into the person you change it to. Your family, your friends, who baby shade me from a baby to you. Don't know it.